Tenontosaurus is a very sturdy, strongly built animal. The bones are very large, and those bones were clothed with relatively powerful muscles to carry the large animal around. Deinonychus as an animal was certainly a very strong animal, but we think about its skeletal structure, it's relatively delicate.
Tenontosaurus is definitely a far more powerful dinosaur. It's larger, it's a far bigger animal, more powerfully built, more solid bones, a lot more muscle.
The size difference between Tenontosaurus and Deinonychus suggests that in order to attack one, the Deinonychus would be forced to hunt cooperatively to have any chance of bringing it down.
If the Deinonychus was in a group, then the group might be able to overwhelm the Tenontosaurus, but it'd be awfully dangerous.
A pack of Deinonychus would be a closer match to an individual Tenontosaurus. So if you've got, you know, a whole bunch of Deinonychus operating together, you have about the same muscle strength as you have with a single Tenontosaurus.
The raptor's body design suggests that when it came to speed and agility, it had the upper hand.
Without a doubt, Deinonychus is definitely a faster, more agile animal than Tenontosaurus. You look at the individual bones of a Deinonychus, and they're quite narrow. Its whole structure was built to be able to move quickly and in an agile way.
Agility-wise, Tenontosaurus is certainly much better off than any of the ceratopsians or sauropod dinosaurs, because Tenontosaurus can be functionally bipedal, so that gives it a lot more turnability. It's got a fairly rigid tail.
One of the main reasons why raptors are so fast is because of their lung design. As they breathe in, the air travels into their lungs, and then from there it's forced into various bones and vertebrae. That air then ultimately exits the body through holes in some of the bones. It doesn't waste energy pushing that air back out of its throat, so it's at full throttle all the time.
Deinonychus was all about agility, moving around quickly, rapidly, making quick turns, quick movements of its head and neck. We have lots of evidence that that was important for Deinonychus, both from its skeleton, but also from the way its brain and inner ear were structured, which again show very important signs of quick, relatively rapid movements being important for Deinonychus. It's not the case for Tenontosaurus.